You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
On this episode of On the Record, we are coming to you from Parliament, which hasn't really achieved that amount of work because people and MPs of the opposition parties have been protesting about two things, about the farm laws and also about the Pegasus snooping, which shows that the government, or because NSO, this agency which spells it, the Israeli private firm which sells it, says they only sell it to governments. So opposition says the government has been hacking the phones of opposition leaders, activists and journalists. Now, while the government says they have nothing to do with it and that it doesn't need any kind of probe, we have various people. The Bengal government has ordered a probe. And we also have a left MP, the CPM's Rajya Sabha MP, John Brittus, announcing that he has taken the entire issue to Supreme Court. So he joins us as a guest on the record here from Parliament. John Brittus, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Sunitra.
So you are, of course, let me just tell our audience members, our listeners, a little bit of background about you. You also head Kerali TV. You were an advisor to the Kerala Chief Minister, Pinarayi Vijayan. And now, of course, you're a first-time MP of Rajya Sabha. So tell us, as soon as you come in, why is it that this particular issue about Pegasus mattered so much to you that it took it to Supreme Court?
See, there are two issues. You told that basically I'm a member of Parliament. But more than that, I feel that, you see, I'm a journalist. I've been in journalism for the last 30 years. And I think that the Pegasus issue is eating into the vital organs of the democracy. Now, for the last 1 week, we have been trying to crave the indulgence of the government, trying to extract a statement from the government as to whether they have bought the Pegasus spyware or they haven't. So far, the government has been evading us, and they are not told categorically in their reply to the parliament. In this context, I had only one option: to seek the help of the Supreme Court, Honorable Supreme Court. I have filed a written to the Supreme Court, requesting the Supreme Court to go for a SIT, monitored completely by the Supreme Court, to ensure that the truth is out.
Now, one of the things that's kind of, that the government has really talked about, that the ruling party is talking about, is the fact that there is a big kind of clarification that is given by the investigating agencies abroad, because it's been done by Amnesty International and Citizens Lab. They talk about the fact that they can't say for certain whether all the people's phone numbers that have been leaked, whether all of them were being snooped upon or not. Do you think that kind of takes away from the shock value of this particular case?
See, just dragging Amnesty International cannot absolve the government of the responsibility. Let us be very clear about it. 17 media organizations, and some of them are very reputed. They have vetted everything, and they have categorically said that India is one of the countries where the spying, snooping, or surveillance, whatever you call it, is involved. Now, if the Indian government say that they are not part of this Pegasus spyware, then a foreign agency must be doing it. It's all the more important. That means it's a breach of our sovereignty and independence of the nation. So it is for the government of India to come categorically and make their stand very clear whether they have bought or hired Pegasus spyware. It's a cyber weapon. Since the government of India is evading this cardinal question, the only way to unearth the reality or the truth is to seek the intervention of the Honorable Supreme Court. And in the writ, I say, we have requested the Supreme Court to order an investigation monitored by the Supreme Court so as to ensure the people that democracy is robust in India. Otherwise, just think about it. Which are the organizations that have come under the spying? The media, that's supposed to be the fourth pillar. The legislature, many of the important political personalities are under surveillance. The judges, even the investigating officer, and activist, none is left out of the Pegasus, I would say, the network. So in this context, to reassure ourselves that India is a democratic country, we need to have the reality on the board.
Do you think that, I know that the government has been trying to, you know, get all of you to make the house run. What are they saying, you know, unofficially or officially to the opposition, people like yourselves? What are they saying? What are the, you know, managers of the ruling party saying to you about this?
I don't think government is very sincere with regard to the functioning of the house. Today, they haven't even convened the meeting of the opposition leaders. In the Rajya Sabha, I was part of the deliberations. The only request the opposition made across the Treasury went was that allow the LOP, leader of the opposition, to speak. And once he got up to, speak, the chair himself was looking at the Treasury benches and they got up and started making problems. So if the government was very sincere with regard to the functioning of the parliament, they would have naturally convened the meeting of the leaders. They could have resolved this problem. The only thing is that, the government has to make a categorical statement. Whether they have bought the Pegasus spyware or hired it. In 2019 itself, when this issue came up in parliament, the then minister, Mr. Ravi Shankar Prasad, he hadn't replied to it properly. So this issue is looming over India for last 2-3 years. Now we have to get an answer to it. Now Bengal government has gone ahead and ordered a judicial inquiry. But we really want an investigation which is fruitful. We don't want to cover up the episode. We need to unearth the reality, the truth. What is happening in India? If you and me are paying taxes to the government and the taxes are used to spy on you, then what is the purpose of this democracy? That's a question. Are we just fast becoming a police state? That's a question, cardinal question which we need to answer.
Do you think it's significant that various international governments, France, of course, also Morocco, they've all announced some kind of inquiry? What do you think it says about how they see it and how we see it?
That's the most interesting thing. If the French government wants to reassure its people that Pegasus has been used to spy on the politicians, why can't the Indian government also come on board? Now, the government of India have been trying to say that this is a conspiracy on the eve of the monsoon session. Was there a monsoon session in France? Was there a monsoon session elsewhere? I understand that 12 prime ministers, 3 presidents, 1 royal king have been snooped, have been spied on. Has it got something to do with the conspiracy of the opposition in India? So it's an international spying circuit which has been established by Pegasus, which has come out. Now we need to unearth the truth. We need to understand what is happening with regard to the India.
My final question to you. I think a lot of people think that this is a very elitist issue for a country like India, where privacy, where people are not, you know, people are worried about where they get their next meal. They may not be worried about their phones being listening devices or relaying their location or their privacy kind of concerns. Do you think that this is true? Do you think that this is something that will resonate with voters across the country?
See, when we raise an issue, it's very easy to belittle it by bringing such logics. In fact, when the parliament session started, there were multiple issues on the floor. One was the price issue, farmers issue, petrol hike issue, and Pegasus was one among these issues. We really want one after another, all these important issues to be debated and deliberated upon. But Pegasus, let us understand. See, if the democracy is crippled, if all the pillars of democracy are being crippled, then what is the purpose of this country? Then what is the purpose of the constitution which we uphold? Think about the principal opposition leaders are being spied. It's not simple spying or snooping. The entire movements are being imbibed and served in a server. So it's not simply like invasion of the privacy, but crippling of the democratic system, democratic process. They have not even left out even one institution from the snooping. Election Commission, Supreme Court, media. Now, you being a media person, now will any source will contact you to give a news? That is something which is happening. You will not be getting any information from anybody because they may be thinking that your phone is snooped or spied over or somebody is watching you. Will anybody come and talk to you about anything? So This is a predicament which we need to understand. In order to belittle the cause, you can bring up so many logic, so many rational, so many arguments. But that's not the issue. We obviously uphold a system which we have obviously brought in India. That is a democratic system. Don't you think that it needs to survive? So this is an onslaught against the democratic system, and the vital organs of this democratic system need to be protected, and that is very important. And since Supreme Court is the custodian of this constitution and democracy, we feel that Supreme Court can come up and come with a probe which would bring the reality to the fore.
Have people stopped using mobile phones, do you think?
Everybody is skeptic about using this mobile phone. Now, if you ask me why I'm using the mobile phone, is that Pegasus is a very costly affair. And if they are spending 5 crores on me, it's not worth. So they may not be spending that. Simple as that.
Thank you, John Brittles. Thank you so much. Well, that was a conversation, and that brings us to the end of this episode of On the Record. If you would like to share your views on it, do tweet me at Sunetra C or at HD Smartcast. Send in your feedback, and I'll be back with another episode. So join us then. Goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.